Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Bernard Walton. You know, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than hang around with you for a time of wonder and excitement. Then again, getting my squeegee caught in my suspenders is exciting to me. Anyway, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Mr. Whitaker, listen to this.
What?
We're not supposed to talk to you.
What?
Hey, what's that?
It's a guy dressed up as a banana.
There's a lot of comedy in food, am I right?
Okay, just a little further.
Cal, this is getting annoying. Can I look now?
No, it's a surprise, Alex. Keep your eyes closed.
Well, I know I'm in the library because I smell books.
Okay, stop there. Now open.
Where did these come from?
They're all ProMax 2000s.
These are the best computers on the market.
You got it.
5 of them. Are they staying here?
Yeah, they were donated.
Who donated them?
A new business called Novacom Broadcasting. They gave computers to all the area schools.
Why?
Probably just to promote themselves. You know, get their name out in public. Check out these brochures. They got a radio station, TV station, they're on the internet.
Are we allowed to... I mean, do you think I could...
What?
Click.
Go ahead, that's why they're here. Oh, let me show you something.
What?
The Novacom website. I got on yesterday. It's pretty cool. This is their whole programming schedule.
Oh yeah, I've seen some of these shows. It's Channel 25.
Yep. 25 used to show old movies and stuff, but Novacom owns it now.
These are great graphics. What's Novacom for Kids?
What?
The button there, Novacom for Kids. Whoa, look at this.
Novacom for Kids is a website made for kids by kids. Do you want to be part of the coolest site in town? Then contact us and get your ideas plugged in.
Are we plugged in?
Not now, but we're gonna be. Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, hi, boys.
Mr. Whitaker, listen to this.
What?
I got my first job.
We just got our first job.
What are you talking about?
Novacom Broadcasting has asked me to help them with their website.
Asked us.
Oh, really?
They have a section called Novacom for Kids. It's where they let kids create and run part of their website. So I contacted them.
We contacted them.
And they do it all from their headquarters. And they said they want me to come.
Us to come.
Would you stop that? They called us and they want us to help them.
Well, that sounds great. Doing what?
Coming up with cool kid stuff. Mostly about all the TV and radio programming they do. So we'll have to do some homework.
You'll have to do some homework.
What kind of homework?
Well, we have to watch some of their shows and review them and get other kids' responses through the website.
So, have you seen any of the shows they broadcast?
Oh, yeah, they're the best. There's this one called The Kickboxing Kids, where 12-year-olds fight the forces of evil with only their hands, their feet, and their witty repartee.
Yeah, I've heard some kids talking about that program. It sounded awfully violent.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Whitaker. Kids aren't bothered about violence anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm afraid of. Now, have you discussed this job with your parents?
My dad couldn't care less. He likes their shows.
Oh, my parents won't let me watch most of the shows, but I came up with a solution.
We came up with a solution.
Cal will review the shows that I'm not allowed to watch, and I'll review the shows I am allowed to watch.
Well...
What's wrong?
This Novacom Broadcasting seems to be building up a lot of influence around here, and, well, I'm just not sure it's the kind of influence we want. I think we need to be very careful before we buy into everything they're doing.
Whit!
Oh, hi, Bernard.
Hi, Mr. Walton.
Hey, kids. Whit, you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this.
Believe what? Did you get the patent on that self-cleaning bucket you invented?
Self-cleaning buckets? Are you kidding? My window washing days are over.
What?
You're right. I don't believe it. What are you talking about, Bernard?
You better sit down. No, I better sit down. Boy, I haven't been this excited since Ruby's Diner installed an all-glass front to their extension.
Oh, Bernard.
I got great news, Whit. Novacom Broadcasting bought BTV.
What?
You're gonna have a show on Novacom?
That's right.
Wow.
When's it gonna be on?
Well, I don't know yet, but I just met with the station manager there, and he's giving me a slot. And he's giving me an office. I took a look at it before I left. It's got a desk and a swivel chair, office equipment I don't have any idea how to use, and a coffee maker.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You see, Mr. Whitaker, there's nothing to worry about. If Novacom is producing BTV, they have to be all right.
Yeah, well, so let me get this straight, Bernard. They're going to let you produce BTV just like you always have?
No, they're going to let me produce it better than I always have.
Huh.
Oh, you should see the cameras in the studio. BTV's going to be slicker than a grease pole with grease all over it.
Well, I'm talking about the show's themes, the content. Will they let you do the Bible shows?
Whit, do you think I'd sign with them if they wouldn't?
You've signed with them? You've already got a contract?
Yeah. You should have seen the thing. 6 inches thick and about as entertaining as the side of a cereal box.
You read through the whole contract?
Yeah, well, more or less. I had to use my dictionary every other word. You know, someone should teach those lawyers how to write in English. But I start right away.
Well, that's going to be awesome.
We'll definitely give you a good write-up on the website.
Oh, thanks, Cal. But, you know, there's something wrong with this picture.
What?
Well, why is everyone excited about this but you, Whit?
Well, I've just heard about some of their other programming, and I'm a little worried.
I know about their other programming, too, but I look at it this way. In the middle of a vast wasteland of bad TV, there will be BTV teaching just like we always have. But now we'll be national.
National?
Well, okay, not national exactly, but you'll be able to pick it up in Connellsville.
Oh, really?
At the far end of Connellsville, Whit. So people all over the area will get to tune in. Think of the message we'll be getting out. This is about TV being a good thing to watch for a change.
Maybe, maybe. I do hope it works out for you, Bernard.
What kind of talk is that? I do hope it works out for you. Whit, you could be a cheerleader for a funeral.
You asked what I thought.
Well, I'll know better in the future. But I gotta get going. I got ideas to hatch.
I'll certainly be praying for you, Bernard.
Break your neck.
Thanks. I think you meant break a leg.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's Bernard. How are you, Mr. Dent?
Is everything all right? Do you need anything?
No, I don't think so. Just anxious about getting started, you know. Did you get a chance to look at those ideas I gave you?
Not yet, but I'm sure they're brilliant.
Well,
the writing staff will go through them with you later.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, take it easy. Get your office in order.
Sure.
Have a cappuccino and relax.
Oh, okay.
This is your first week. We don't want you to burn out yet.
No, well, I'll try not to.
Let me know if there's anything you need.
All right, well, thanks. Get my office in order? I thought I did that the first 10 minutes. Let's see. I need some addresses in my address roller. I could put Mom's in there. Of course, I've got it memorized. I should probably sharpen some more pencils. I wonder what would happen if I tried to sharpen this. Ah, I guess not. Hey, my first call. BTV, this is Bernard. Wait a minute. Line one? Oh, here it is. BTV, this is. Why does a phone need so many buttons? BTV, this. Oh, forget it. They can call back. I got work to do.
Knock, knock. Hi, Bernard.
Oh, hi, Whit.
I don't mean to disturb you, but I was just in the area and I thought I'd drop in.
Sure.
The receptionist tried to call you, but there was no answer.
Oh.
Well, This is a nice office?
Yeah. Did you see the pencil sharpener?
Huh?
It's electric.
Oh, great, great. Well, how's everything going so far?
You have nothing to fear, Whit. My producer already asked for my ideas on the first 3 weeks. Look at the lineup I gave them.
Oh. BTV Bible, BTV Faith, BTV Sacrifice.
Yeah, the writing staff is meeting right now to discuss them.
Oh, there's a writing staff?
Oh, yeah. People to brainstorm suggestions.
Well, so why aren't you in that meeting?
What?
Well, you're one of the writers, aren't you?
Oh, sure, but this is just one of those stages, Whit. Scripts go through a lot of drafts, you know. There's this one writer on the team, you might have heard of him, Mario Plitzo. He's done a lot of shows. Hummingbird Lane, Two Guys, a Dog, and a Truck.
I haven't heard of them.
Well, from what I hear, they're very good shows. And he was telling me this story about an idea for an episode that started out about a vegetarian who gets a job as a butcher. But after about 14 drafts, it ends up being about a veterinarian who gets a date with a butcher, you see.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's a very intricate process, Whit. I'm sure I'll be involved in the next steps.
Do you think these writers understand BTV?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They said they watched the one show we had about forgiveness. Most of them watched it. They're changing a few things, of course, to make it more cutting edge.
Cutting edge?
Yeah, oh, sure. Audiences these days are sophisticated, you know. So I'm going to have a co-host.
Oh?
Yeah. It's a guy dressed up as a banana. They're calling him Banana Manny.
Ah, to appeal to those sophisticated audiences?
Well, sure, adds comic relief.
Ah.
Nice kid, couldn't be much older than Connie.
Hmm.
A little strange, though. Carries around a bicycle horn. I'll have to teach him a few things, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with how everything's turning out so far.
Oh, good, good.
Hey, you want to sharpen a pencil?
No, thanks.
Oh, okay.
I thought they said we were going to be able to work in an office.
This is an office.
Offices have doors. You'd think Novacom could afford doors.
Only really important people get doors. Now, if you don't mind, I'm trying to finish the show idea. That's it. You think they'll like it?
Sure.
Maybe we should check the Novacom site to make sure they don't have anything like this on the schedule.
Nobody has this idea, but check it if you want.
All right. I have to go to their homepage first.
Hey, what's that?
What?
In the corner, it says special projects.
Beats me.
I bet you that's a list of all their new shows coming up. Click on it.
We're only supposed to work on our own page.
Just click on it.
Oh. Okay, we can't get in. We need a password.
Password? Why is everyone so secret around here?
Uh-oh.
It's an instant message from Aram.
How does he do that? He just pops up everywhere. The college site, here.
See what he wants.
No.
Come on.
We're not allowed to talk to him. Don't you remember? He's a hacker. He could be dangerous.
What is he going to do? Email us to death? It's only a computer. Look, just tell him we're not going to talk to him anymore.
Well...
Click it, Alex.
Hi, guys.
We're not supposed to talk to you.
Really? Who says?
The police. They're after you.
I'm innocent.
I don't believe you.
It's Novacom you should worry about.
Novacom?
Do you want the password?
To what?
Special projects?
Type yes. Yes.
No.
Ugh!
Try Nova Rising.
I told you I didn't.
I...
He's gone.
Nova Rising.
Don't even start.
Hey, what if this guy is being honest? What if he is innocent?
I don't think so.
We should check it out.
Why?
Because if we found something really top secret, it would be the coolest thing that's ever happened to us in our lives.
That's true. But...
Do it!
Oh. Password Nova Rising. We're in.
This is the best!
Financial records, new material.
Hey, Alex, look!
What?
The radio wave study.
That's the same thing we saw before, when we got onto the college site.
What does Novacom have to do with Campbell College?
Beats me.
Do you think Eugene works for Novacom? I mean, that study was listed as part of his college work. Remember?
Yeah. We'll see if we can go in further. Uh-oh.
What?
The computer is frozen up. It won't respond.
Does it do that a lot?
No, and we've got to get out of this before...
Hi, boys.
Ah!
What's going on?
Nothing, Miss Field. Just finishing up our assignment.
Good, good. Why don't we have a little talk in my office?
Okay, let's get started with our meeting. We looked at your ideas, Bernard.
Bernard.
And we thought you have some really good stuff here.
Really good.
Impressive.
Well, thanks.
And I'm sure we'll be able to use a couple of them in the future.
Couple?
Well, we think we need to grab an audience right out of the gate, and to do that, we need to appeal to a larger demographic.
Okay.
The shows you've suggested, I think they may be too... exclusive to capture the size audience we want.
Exclusive?
Yeah, these types of shows might only appeal to the religious, and while we certainly don't mind those types of shows, we think that some members of our audience might be offended.
Exactly.
But I thought you said...
I know what you're thinking, Bernard.
Bernard.
But listen to some of the themes we've been discussing for the first season. Go ahead, Barbara. You give him yours.
We start off with... BTV Nutrition.
Good one, huh? Not only is it a subject we can all agree on, but there's a lot of comedy in food, am I right?
Comedy in food?
Oh, yeah, food is funny, especially some of those things in the dairy group. Cottage cheese. Hey, don't get me started.
You put any kind of yogurt in front of me, I'm on the floor.
Okay, here's week two. Murphy?
BTV Pollution. Very important to teach our kids not to throw trash everywhere.
Amen.
Hey, how's this for a sketch, Bernie?
Bernard.
We're in a future world where instead of people, trash rules the earth. And at the end, these living pieces of trash start throwing humans on the ground. What do you think?
Brilliant. Makes you think, huh?
Oh, I'm thinking all right.
Okay, give them the next one.
BTV Plant Care. Do you have any idea how many people out there have no clue about basic watering techniques? Too many, let me tell you.
Excuse me one second. Could I ask you a question, Mr. Dent?
Yes.
Well, what if I don't approve of any of these ideas?
What do you mean?
Well, my contract says I get final script approval. What if I don't approve?
Script? What script?
Huh?
Do you see a script? Well, these are just ideas. You don't get approval of ideas.
I don't?
No. Didn't you read page 64, paragraph B of your contract?
I might have glossed over that paragraph. Oh, boy.
Like I said, boys, I'm very sorry, but I don't think we're going to be needing your services anymore.
You're firing us?
I wouldn't call it that. The program is simply being dissolved.
Do you think you'll need me in the future?
I've got your number, and I'll call you if I need anything. Just leave your ID cards with a security guard when you leave. That's all, boys.
Bye. I can't believe it. We got fired with no explanation.
I don't think we need an explanation.
What do you mean?
Don't you get it? Don't you see why they fired us?
No.
It's because we saw their top secret stuff. They don't want us snooping around and finding out about this radio wave study thing.
Why do you think they're trying to hide it?
I don't know. Maybe they're doing something illegal.
No way. If it was illegal, Eugene wouldn't be involved.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Eugene would never do anything illegal. I think.
Did figure out what this thing does.
Mr. Walton?
Oh, hello, Alex. Hi, Cal.
What are you doing here?
Putting all my stuff into this box.
Oh, that's right. You work here now?
Not anymore. They renegotiated my contract.
They did? How?
Well, we worked out a deal. They're going to come up with their own program, and I'm going to clean windows again. Not even sure I'll be able to do that anymore. I sold my best equipment to Edwin Blaggart.
Really?
Yeah. I guess people do crazy things when they've got fame and fortune in their heads.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. At least the pencil sharpener was.
Same here. Cal and I got fired, too.
You did?
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. They lost two fine employees.
Three.
Yeah, three. Well, I don't suppose that means much, not being good enough for Novacom Broadcasting.
No.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you boys in the unemployment office sometime.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see ya.
Yeah, bye. Okay, I guess that's it. What was that? Oh, my computer. Instant message from Aram. Do you wish to respond? No, I wish to go home. Is there a button for that? Ah, forget it.
Hello, Bernard.
Oh, hi, Whit. Have you already hired somebody to do your windows?
No, not yet.
You know, if you're going to say I told you so, will you just say it now and get it over with?
Oh, Bernard, you know I'm not the type to do that.
Well...
I'm sorry things didn't work out with Novacom.
Yeah, it's all for the best, I guess. Now I can't wait to get back to my old cable access station again with the one camera and a studio as big as an outhouse.
But at least it'll be BTV.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I'll start upstairs. I need to borrow some paper towels and window cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a chance to buy new equipment, and my old squeegee and bucket, well, they're long gone now.
Well, why don't you try using mine?
Well, no offense, Whit, but I could never use a civilian squeegee.
Well, could you possibly bring yourself to use these?
What? Where in the world?
You recognize them?
I'd know that non-slip bi-component squeegee handle anywhere. You got my old equipment back. How do you do that?
Oh, I bought them back from Edwin Blaggart after I heard what happened at the station.
Oh. Well, thanks, Whit.
Oh, you're welcome. You deserve it for not compromising your standards.
I don't know what to say. Boy, are those things a sight for sore eyes.
Would you like some time alone with your squeegee?
Yeah, I believe I'd like to go upstairs now. And don't you worry about a thing, Whit. Your windows are going to shine like my Uncle Emmett's head at high noon.
I'm counting on it.
I'm back, Whit.
Yes, Bernard, you are.
Psalm 106, verse 3 says, "Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right." You know, even though Bernard may have lost his chance to produce BTV for a bigger audience, God tells us that he'll be blessed anyway, because he did what was right. You know, there'll be many times in your life when people will expect you to compromise your faith, and they'll even come up with reasons to do it. But if you stand firm for what you believe, God will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I'm sure that those are words all of us would love to hear. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Nova Rising was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Dave Madden, Travis Tedford, Adam Pavlakovich, and Christopher Snell. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.